This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Hey, this is Arvind Yuvaraj on Open for Business, and I am joined today by Bjorn Sprengers via Zoom. He is the CMO and head of fintech over at Property Guru. Bjorn is here to talk about how the property market has been hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, and also about how platforms like Property Guru have coped by leveraging on tech and innovation. We'll also talk about their community initiatives in a bit, specifically the Lender Space and Needer Space campaigns. But before that, Bjorn, maybe we can start by talking about the impact that COVID-19 and the MCO have had on property platforms in general, but also specifically on Property Guru.
Yeah, thanks, Arvind, for having us this morning. I'm Bjorn Sprengers, the Chief Marketing Officer for Property Guru and also the Head of FinTech for the group. Certainly COVID has had a major impact on the property market and therefore also on Property Guru specifically. We are a market leader in Malaysia. We have between 40 and 50% of the market. So we have pretty good view as to what's actually happening in the Malaysian context. Just to share some numbers with you and that we've just pulled, we actually track on a weekly basis. We have seen about a 40-50% lower number of visits to Property Guru and about a 50% drop in inquiries. An inquiry is someone who expresses interest to a property seller to say, look, I want to tell me more about the property, or I would like to do a viewing. So it's a 50% drop in inquiry, and that was at its depth, let's say, in the mid-April April timeframe. Now, the good news is that we see also a recovery from that low point. And the last couple of weeks, we've seen the market actually come back. People starting to become, I guess, a little bit more positive about the prospects of getting out of the MCO. And there's a lot of people who are still interested to get to the property market. So if you now look at these same two numbers, you see that visits are, in fact, already trending higher than pre-COVID. So we see about 5% higher visits now to Property Guru than we saw between November and January, and actually a 20% higher than we saw last year. So there is a strong intent for people to come back. Inquiries, though, are still 5 to 10% lower than what we saw pre-COVID. So that suggests that people are slowly coming back to the market, are finding their footing, if you like, almost in the market, and may still be a little bit reluctant to take that final step towards actually viewing properties. Because as you know, Arvind, actually viewing a property is not allowed at this stage in Malaysia. So it's only logical that people are still hesitant on that final step.
Are you on the road to recovery, though? Is that safe to say? Like, what are some of the ways you've started to compensate for the lost time after being allowed to operate?
Well, we've certainly thought hard and are thinking hard. And like everyone in these days is learning about how to deal with this new situation. We've basically been focusing on three key constituents or three key groups. First of all, what's happening to our customers and how can we support them? Second is what's happening to property seekers and how can we support them? And the third one is what's happening to our own people, people working at Property Guru, and how can we support them? Just to start with the last one, we're quite lucky actually because our financial health is very solid. Yesterday we published our 2019 results, and you may have seen that our business in 2019 grew 24% revenue, which took us to 88 million revenue, Singapore dollars, I'm talking, for the region. We're operational in five markets in that region, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, and Vietnam. And we are market leaders in each of these markets. So that means that we have solid foundations, let's say, to deal with this this crisis. And we also have solid cash flow positions. So in 2019, we ended the year with 8.6 million Singapore dollars EBITDA, and we are cash flow positive business. So for our own operations, we have a little bit of fat on the bone to deal with this this situation. Then if we look at our customers, we felt that we have a responsibility to share a little bit of the pain that we are experiencing and also our customers are experiencing, to share a little bit of the solution, I should say, with those customers. So, for example, to agents, we've extended entitlements that they've had. So agents on Property Guru, they buy a subscription, but they also buy what we call depth products or advertisement products. And those advertisement products normally expire at a certain window. So what we've done is we've enabled those advertisement products to be valid for longer periods. New agents that become part of, come to the market and want to join Property Guru, we've given a substantial discount, a 40% discount, and there's a whole slew of other measures at which we continue to evaluate. So we are very much focused to make sure that also our customers have the opportunity to stay in business.
So Property Guru decided to use its resources and launch the Lender Space and Neither Space initiatives to help those who are badly affected during this time.
Yeah.
Could you help explain those initiatives a little bit? Like, how do they work?
Yeah, so this was about 2-3 weeks into the MCO. We started thinking, what can we actually do? What's our responsibility as a property marketplace? As I was telling, it may be a nurse working in a hospital, running late shifts, normally commuting 2-3 hours into the city or to the workplace a day. We're running double shifts. Do we really want to ask that person also to make the whole commute back to their home, right? Or do we want to provide a solution for that person to stay closer to where they work? There's lots of Malaysian foreign workers in Singapore who have jobs in Singapore and would have normally commuted back to Malaysia across the strait, but when Singapore started to impose lockdown measures or circuit breaker measures, they call it, a lot of these people actually got stranded. So, and actually some of these people were sleeping in the streets, and that's of course not something that we can tolerate, and we should take care of, we should take care of each other. And we really try to stay close to our purpose. And our purpose is very much rooted to the belief that we feel that everyone deserves a place to come home to. That's very close to our fiber structure and very close to our convictions. We felt that we have three ways, three responsibilities or three ways that would fit our business best in helping property seekers during these difficult times. One is to make sure that we help people find short-term housing. This was, as you rightly pointed out, called Lender Space and Neither Space. I'll talk about it in a minute. The second is, we wanted to also remind people of the importance of home and celebrate home. And the last one is we wanted to give people perspective on the market. So let's just start with the first one. There's actually a lot of people that we started to realize a couple of weeks into the crisis that are stranded. It's, for example, essential workers that are running much longer shifts than usual and do not have the energy to make the long commute into their workplace. So they were looking for short-term housing, but it's also people stranded in other markets. There's dozens of Malaysian workers stranded in Singapore, for example, and across the markets in which we operate, we saw that people were struggling with that and did not always find the opportunity to find housing. So we launched this program, Lender Space and Neither Space, which is basically inspiring landlords to surrender a room or to make their any vacant unit available for short term. Also inspire them to be, let's say, friendly on the rent. And on the Neither Space, it is helping people to look for these short term rentals and benefit from the generosity of landlords. So we connect people, as we always do. We connect finders, let's say seekers and providers of these short-term spaces in all of the markets in which we operate. And we have hundreds and hundreds of people who have actually used this service already.
Right. Bjorn Sprengers, CMO and head of fintech at Property Guru, is joining us today to talk about how the PropTech company is navigating the pandemic and finding new ways to connect consumer and client. We will be back in a bit. BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
And we're back on Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, joined by Bjorn Sprengers from Property Guru. We are talking about how the COVID-19 pandemic has hit the property market, but also specifically a platform like Property Guru itself. How do you filter applicants who come forward and say they need a space, let's say? Because I'm guessing there's a process on your part to determine if they're eligible. Because I'm also guessing there might be people out there who want to take advantage of goodwill initiatives like this, right?
Yeah, the lucky situation is that a lot of people in these times are taking their responsibility. So there's always a risk of fraud or abuse of facilities that anyone creates. But we're finding that people are taking responsibility. And if you visit propertyguru.com.my, you can see you can easily navigate to these services. So you can see how it works. But of course, we put in place some extra facilities to make sure that this works well. So we've actually ring-fenced a team of people in Malaysia to physically deal, physically handle, if you like, people who express interest and also people that express a desire to make their property available. So we do a little bit more heavy lifting than normally. You can imagine, as a technology company, we try to look for ways to make things scalable. In this case, we said, look, let's deliberately sacrifice some of that scalability and make sure that we offer a service that actually works.
And what about on the landlord side of things? Because, you know, there are people willing to lend the space to help others. But again, I'm guessing that they'll need some form of assurance that, you know, their property will be kept safe during that time. They'd want that property to be taken care of.
Yeah, so I must admit that we are making an appeal in this program to people's responsibility and generosity. So that means that that the landlord and the tenants themselves need to agree on the rules associated to the occupancy, and not every space is the same. So, and not every tenant's requirements are the same. So, things like rent, but also cleaning requirements. We leave it to the responsibility of the parties to organize. And we find that is a good construct. So in many instances, I've been amazed by how people have been able to deal with the crisis, take the best out of them, help each other. And I think we also see that in this instance.
I want to ask, how is Property Guru adapting to the cash flow crunch that a lot of people are facing? Because, you know, the dynamic right now is that landlords could definitely use the extra income, but buyers and renters are tightening their wallets because of the pandemic, bracing for a bad economy and stuff. So how are you adapting and tackling those issues, you know, tackling that disconnect?
I think, again, we have different audiences that we would look at in order to relief or to provide resolution. One is, let's say, to the property seeker. I was just telling, a lot of people nowadays have a lot of questions. Should I buy now? Am I paying too high rent? What if I cannot pay rent because I have loss of income? Can the landlord immediately evict me? We usually provide our views on the property market with a degree of cadence. So every quarter we publish the property market index. Every 6 months we publish a sentiment survey. And we typically have quite a good, let's say, pulse of what's happening in the market and what is buyer sentiments. Maybe interesting to point out that even before the COVID crisis started, the satisfaction that people have with the property market in Malaysia is really at an all-time low. So the access to finance that people already have, the perception of price is very poor. So people believe that compared to their income, the property prices are really high. So that was the base situation that we started with. And of course, then you have the overhang issue with so many properties unsold in the Malaysian market, causing, let's say, more downward pressure on the market. So I think the first thing we realized we needed to do is to give people a perspective and to answer some of those questions. Answer questions, like I was pointing out earlier. Is this a good time to buy? Should I refinance my house? Questions like that. So if you go to propertyguru.com.my, you can actually navigate to a content hub that we created specifically for COVID, answering specifically these questions that we know that our property seekers are looking for. Then the second constituent, or the second group that we focused on, is the Property Guru financials themselves. Right, so I was just earlier painting a picture to you how we are financially solid. But obviously, when situations like MCO continue and transaction continue to be absent from the market, it's going to be increasingly complicated for all players in the industry, including us, to sustain that performance. So we have certainly also looked at our own cost structure. What are nice to have spends versus need to have spends, and we've certainly rationalized areas where we before the crisis we felt we should invest because it's a priority area. And now that we have started to come create a vision as to what the situation could be after the COVID crisis and how behaviors may have changed, we've actually redirected some of those investments to areas where we feel as a technology company, we can really make a difference and we can really tap into or enable behaviors that we believe will be changed structurally.
Do you think that properties will be marketed with work from home in mind moving forward? Because, before these properties used to list like nearby public transport and facilities as perks and also like 3-bedroom, 2-bath. But over the last 2 months, homes have become offices and study rooms have become essential, especially for people who want to work at home or work from home. So is that going to make its way into how properties are marketed moving forward, even on Property Guru? For example, like 2-bedroom, 1 work from home room and 2-bath.
Yeah, I think absolutely. It's impossible, of course, to look at a crystal ball and see with what horizon what is going to stick. But we do have a couple of let's say guidelines in this conversation that we follow ourselves. First of all, we know there's going to be what we call a post MCO period. There will be inertia. People will be uncertain as to what is going to be the effect on their personal income. And we believe that the activity in the property market will still be subdued. We also believe, by the way, and this is also inspired by the overhang situation in Malaysia, that there will be deals in the market. And people that are lucky enough that have cash on hand or will be looking at the market from an investment perspective may actually be able to pick up good deals. Now then, I think what you're talking about also is what's going to be changing longer term and have our needs or desires changed now that we've seen that we can actually work differently and in different structures. That's what we call in the post-COVID era. Maybe the sizes of property will become larger. Maybe people are looking for an extra room to facilitate working from home. Maybe people are willing to not live so close to the city anymore, but are more open to live more suburban. And that's a way, of course, for them to also finance larger properties. So definitely those things will change. Also, agents, in our view, will be much more looking at ways to facilitate virtual viewings. So now you don't have to travel to 3 or 4 projects and it costs you maybe half a day to view those properties. Now you can simply use a Zoom connection with an agent and the agent shows you around. Maybe that's not all the information you need for a final purchase, but it could be a good instrument for people to use, let's say, to go from a long list of properties to a short list. And then I think more profound is the area where Property Guru feels we can really make a difference as a technology leader. And that's the area where people can discover and actually transact properties completely digital. So we've fast-tracked our investments to a product we actually just launched yesterday. It's called FastKey Storyteller. And what FastKey Storyteller does may be difficult to explain over the radio, but you should imagine that you see you're in, let's say, in the comfort of your own home. You have a conversation with a real estate agent, and that real estate agent shows you a cityscape of, let's say, KL, and you can identify the buildings where there are units available. You navigate to that unit, you click on it, and you do a virtual tour of that unit. You can even change the design and the furniture and the styling of the unit to match what you prefer. So all of those transactional components or the administrative components of the purchase, we have brought to the comfort of people's living room. And we actually brought the showroom to the comfort of people's living room. And we believe that that is a very potent area of innovation and an area where we actually can make a big difference.
Right. We need to take a quick break for some more messages, but stick around. More from Beyond Sprengers, head of FinTech at Property Guru in a bit. BFM 89.9.
Big friendly matcha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Open for Business on BFM 89.9, and we are joined today by Bjorn Sprengers, CMO at Property Guru, discussing the ways the prop market is dealing with the pandemic. It's pretty cool that you're leveraging on tech. You mentioned that you are a tech company, so definitely, you know, leveraging on tech and then innovating to sort of keep business going during the pandemic.
Yeah, I think you're right. Typically with these kinds of innovations, it is not the technology itself that is differentiating or the components itself that are differentiating. It's actually combining these technologies into a solution that suddenly makes it happen. And in this case, what's critical is also combining that with a consumer willingness and an open-mindedness to adopt these technologies. And we believe that, let's say, Fastkey Storyteller, the solution I was just telling you about, that brings the showroom to the comfort of people's home, would have otherwise been there 2-3 years from now. People were on the track of getting open-minded towards those technologies already. And developers who are the key customers of these kinds of solutions were already inquiring with Property Guru about these. But we believe that the speed with which these new solutions will be adopted is going to be a lot faster. And we certainly want to enable that.
Okay. A couple of more questions, Bjorn. So what do you foresee for the next few months, like for Property Guru in terms of consumer behavior? You know, are you going to see the same kind of demand or much less? Like, what's your work mindset going to be like as a company?
The work mindset that we have had to adopt throughout this crisis is the mindset of agility and learning, because things change so fast and the measures that all of these governments around the region are applying are unprecedented. So we have to be flexible to what could be the impact on people's needs and desires all the time. So for us operating in 5 markets in the region, we see we have the benefit actually of seeing some of these things on different timescales. So for example, Vietnam is a market that has been lucky enough less affected by COVID, and therefore the government measures have come later and actually were pulled out earlier. So actually the Vietnam team for Property Guru went back to office. And the country is operating almost normally, and we see the property market coming back very aggressively there. So that's a completely context to a market like Singapore. The government is more cautious and has extended the measures, at least some of the circuit breaker measures. So that will have a different impact and a different velocity with which the market comes back. I'm quite positive about Malaysia markets. We've seen with the global financial crisis, with SARS, Asia crisis in the late 90s, that property market actually bounced back quite quick. So that means that we also have to be agile. What is no doubt true, and this indeed is my personal opinion, is that people will be cautious in the post-MCO periods and be cautious because they don't know what is going to be the long-term effects on their income, how much the economy is going to be affected by restricted travel in the world and restricted economic activity. And that in combination with an overhang problem in Malaysia will create the opportunity for people to get deals. Developers will be looking at opportunities for them to get more volume in what we call remnant units, and people who have cash on hand or people who have an investment inclination in property. That's typically about, let's say, 20% of the property market. Those people will be looking for deals. So also for Property Guru, we'll be looking for ways to make those deals available to property seekers.
I think a good way to finish this interview would be to talk about the new normal. What does that word mean for Property Guru? Because every company sees it differently and every company has a different definition of that phrase, a new normal. How do you see it over there?
Very difficult. I think it is a concept that we're defining on a day-by-day basis. But let me see whether I can give some views on it. For Property Guru employees, for the gurus, we believe that there's an opportunity to find better balance between working in office and working from home. We've done a poll in the last couple of days across all the markets on how people find it actually to work from home, and what kind of challenges or benefits do they see? And it's very surprising to see that people are, on the one hand, miss their colleagues and want to go back to office, but on the other hand, also discover new opportunities. Obviously, they don't miss the commutes that they make, but they have the opportunity to develop new skills, learn how to cook, spend some more time with their family, but also have much more focus in their work, particularly for a technology company like us. Having good documentation in development is very good. And remote working, we find, is actually a very good way to have better documentation and to improve communication. So we have very surprising insights. And we believe that that there's a better model in the new normal, Arvind, to your choice of words, that that we can aspire to in terms of work from home and work in office. For our customers, post MCO, it will be a period of uncertainty, we believe. So we're going to be flexible and support them. We're also going to be supporting them when agents themselves, who are very entrepreneurial people, find ways to serve their customers. And they will tell us ways in which they would like us to enable them to serve their customers differently. So I was earlier talking about remote viewings. That's definitely one of the things that I think is going to stick, and Property Guru will facilitate that. And then for developers, I was telling you earlier, I am expecting property search patterns to change. I am expecting higher demand in suburban areas, lower demand in urban areas. I'm expecting higher demand towards for houses with an extra room, and perhaps lower demand for shoebox sized units, and I expect also for developers for them to be more interested to find alternatives to showrooms. Showrooms obviously a very important instrument for developers to sell their units and to promote their units, but they will be looking for alternatives to bring that showroom to people's homes, and through FastKey Storyteller, through other innovations we provide in that space, by enabling also the financing of transactions, we believe that we can build new experiences that connect developers and property seekers, and we're very excited to enable that.
Bjorn, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Right. I've been speaking to Bjorn Sprenger, CMO and Head of FinTech at Property Guru. This interview is also available via podcast on the BFM website, which is bfm.my. You can also get it on the BFM app, which you can download for free on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Alternatively, we're on Spotify. We are parked under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.